It's being called the biggest discovery in science in the last 100 years. Long after they were first proposed by Albert Einstein, it's been confirmed that gravitational waves do exist, and what's more, they've been observed. The tiny ripples in the fabric of space-time were created by two black holes colliding more than 1 billion years ago. For many of us, it's a mind-boggling achievement. Will Ockenden has this report.
It was an event so cataclysmic, it sent a ripple across the fabric of space-time itself. The collision of two huge black holes, which within only a slither of a second when they collided, released the energy of a billion trillion suns. At the speed of light, the gravitational waves travelled across the universe, making their way outwards to eventually make it to Earth. Waiting were two incredibly sensitive detectors, one in Louisiana, the other in Washington, which picked up, they heard, for the first time, gravitational waves. The LIGO sensor is a piece of equipment so refined, so precise, that it was able to measure the existence of something smaller than the width of a proton. On the 14th of September last year, the LIGO detector experienced what Professor Susan Scott from the Australian National University calls an event.
On the evening of the 14th of September, I got a text from my daughter saying, Australia has a new Prime Minister. Shortly afterwards, I received an email saying that there had been a very interesting event in LIGO detectors in the previous hours. So it was a huge night. A new Prime Minister and a possible gravitational wave.
Gravitational waves were predicted, though he changed his mind about them a few times, by Einstein more than a century ago. Their discovery also marks the final tick in the box for Einstein's list of predictions on the general theory of relativity.
This is a momentous moment in science. It is the first direct detection of gravitational waves and the first observation of a binary black hole merger, which, by its very nature, cannot be observed by any other means. Einstein's theory of general relativity has accurately predicted the physics of this system, providing an exacting test of this incredible theory, which had never previously been possible.
Professor Brian Schmidt is the Vice-Chancellor of the Australian National University and joint winner of the 2011 Nobel Prize for Physics.
Truly one of the great, exciting days of my life in science, to be part of a day where we have made a fundamental discovery about the universe is one that does not happen very often.
The discovery has also been celebrated by Australia's new chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel.
As a physics enthusiast, you dream of days like this. But I am calling this, for me anyway, the most significant announcement in cosmology in my lifetime, mainly because it is so specific, so definite. It is an event just 1/10 of a second in duration. It's a moment that was 1.3 billion years in the making. The collision of two massive black holes, visible in a single oscillating blip, a blip that will be a poster child for physics for all time. And best of all, the promise of more to come.
The time that it's taken to discover gravitational waves has surprised many physicists, including Professor Brian Schmidt.
I have to admit, I've been a skeptic for a long time, but in the last few years, I've kind of realized exactly where this was. And I actually did believe we would detect something, although not this soon.
The advanced LIGO detector, which picked up the waves, was also almost not ready. It had been undergoing upgrades and calibration tests, and on September 14 was in what's known as an engineering run when the signal came through. Professor Susan Scott from ANU again.
Initial science run was to start just a few days later, but this signal could not wait. It was clean and strong. It was seen in both detectors, and it matched beautifully the predicted waveform for such a system. This is a golden event.
This is just the beginning for gravitational waves. Earlier in the year, the LISA Pathfinder space probe arrived at a location millions of kilometres away, at a spot between the Earth and the Sun, where the gravity of both cancel each other out. That mission is paving the way for a possible bigger experiment for hunting gravitational waves, with an experiment called ELISA. As the ANU's Professor David McClelland, who led Australia's effort in the discovery, says, this is the start of exciting times.
This is, for me, a once in a hundred years, so a moment in physics history which will be remembered for thousands of years.
ANU's Professor David McClelland ending Will Ockenden's report.